We met before on several occasions, and you never spoke about the soul. And you do now in the meditations, of course, in relation to Meister Eckhart. But I'm a bit confused about the meaning of the soul.
Okay.
So yesterday I spoke to many people, asking them what their interpretation was of the soul. And it seems like many people have completely different interpretations of the soul. Some people say it's the mind. Some people say it's the kind of extension of the mind.
Yes. Okay.
Some people say it's my being. So.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you could say the soul is the mind in the broadest sense of the term, to include Meister Eckhart divides the soul into two parts, not really two parts, but two aspects, what he calls the powers, and that's what I call the faculties of thought and perception. So the powers of the soul would be the faculties of the mind, thinking, feeling, remembering, imagining, willing, desiring, sensing, seeing, hearing, all of that, those are the powers, just our faculties, the faculties of your mind, which constitute the content of your experience. So that's the limited part of your mind, the finite part of your mind. But your mind isn't just its faculties, it is also what Meister Eckhart calls its ground, which you might call, in the context of this week, we would call it our being, but you could also call it consciousness. In other words, that the mind is consciousness plus the content of experience. Because your mind isn't just thoughts, it's that which knows your thoughts. So if we consider the mind, or in this sense, it's synonymous with the soul. It's the mind, both in its personal aspect, and not just that part of the mind that you have access to during the waking state, but the deeper aspects of your mind that reveal themselves to you in the dream state, for instance. So it's the totality of your finite mind, plus the consciousness that knows it, and the consciousness is the ground of the mind. It's the essence of the mind. It's the nature of the mind. It's the impersonal aspect of the mind, although it is utterly intimate. It is that aspect of the mind that we all share with each other. Then there's another, so that's the impersonal, infinite aspect of each of our minds, which all minds share. Then there's the collective unconscious, which is not unlimited, it's finite, it's limited because it has a form. That aspect of the mind is also shared between all minds. And then there's the personal unconscious. Now the mind is beginning to individuate. And there's the personal unconscious. Your personal unconscious is unique to you. And then there's your conscious waking state mind. So the top of the mind, there is the waking state mind, the personal unconscious, that is private and personal and limited. Then the collective unconscious, that's the aspect of each of our minds that we all share. But then beneath that, there's the ground of the mind, the essence or the nature of the mind, pure consciousness or pure being. So when Meister Eckhart talks about the soul, he's talking about the mind in its entirety. From the faculties of thought and perception at one end of the spectrum to God's infinite being at the other end of the spectrum. It includes all of that. So the ground of the soul is God's infinite being, impersonal, infinite, but utterly intimate. And the faculties of the soul are personal and finite.
So the kind of division there was before between the mind and the consciousness come together in the soul.
Yes. If sometimes in the Vedantic tradition, which I know that you're aware of, in the Vedanta, that there a distinction is made between the mind and consciousness, in which case the mind is just considered to be its faculties, thought and perception. By thought and perception, I mean thoughts, images, feelings, sensation, but let's just call it thought and perception. So if we consider the mind just to be thought and perception, then consciousness is something separate from that, which is aware of the mind and indeed in which the mind appears. But we could also define mind in a broader sense to more in line with Meister Eckhart's idea of the soul. We could say that the totality of the mind is both its faculties, thought and perception, and the consciousness that knows them. So imagine a white piece of paper, and now draw a circle on the white piece of paper and lots of dots inside the white circle. So you've got a white sheet of paper, a little circle, and inside the circle lots of little dots. And the white piece of paper is infinite consciousness. The circle is the boundary of the circle is our sense perceptions, the perceptions that make us feel that we are an isolated island of consciousness, a limited, located consciousness. And then inside the dots are the thoughts and feelings inside each of our minds. But the white paper is also part of the circle. The white paper inside the circle is the same as the white paper outside the circle. So the mind would be the circle, the entire circle, both the boundary, the dots, and the white paper. So the white paper is the ground of the soul, which is the vast white paper. And the thoughts and perceptions are the circle and the dots.
Yes.
Is that
clear? Absolutely.
Okay. So
thank you.